Is this morning. Avoid it if you can, and we'll get another update from him in just about 10 minutes. First, though, we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio. As is customary, the second Wednesday that follows the second Tuesday, and we're in one of those weird months where this is the third Wednesday, but yesterday was the second Tuesday.
Correct.
And that always is a scheduling snafu, isn't it?
It is.
And the reason we do it this way is because you're hosting again Coffee with the Cop on second Tuesday at the James P. Nick Center. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Yes, yesterday we had our Coffee with a Cop, our monthly meeting. It's an informal meeting that we have at the Nick Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 9 o'clock, so we welcome everyone to come. Yesterday we had a pretty good crowd, little less than normal, but yeah, we had our coffee and donuts, and we discussed some traffic issues, which is always an issue, traffic.
What is that? The speeding or running stop signs or too much of it in general? Or what is
everything.
The concern?
Yeah. Actually, you know, too much. A lot of traffic. We have a lot of traffic. With growth comes traffic. And we are getting a lot of complaints about speeding and running stop signs. So traffic in general is just an issue, and it's a constant issue that we're struggling, and we battle that every day. So
we're just
always looking for, you know, new ways to put more people in specific areas, and people they get a little impatient with us because they don't understand. I had one lady actually tell me yesterday, every time I turn around, I see a cop on a corner, and I thought, well, that's a great thing.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of police officers out there, you know, right now, normally more than normal, because we have our traffic unit now, and so we've got a few extra people out there. That's a good thing. But then they don't, you know, I won't say that they don't understand, but they expect us to be everywhere and see everything that they do when they see it. So we just ask for your patience, and if you see a problem, to report it to us and give us an opportunity to look into it.
Okay. So if someone comes to the Coffee with the Cop and is complaining about speeding on their streets, is that something you go to a council member and say, we need to look at a speed bump, or do you tell that resident to go to their council member? How does that work?
Interesting that you said that. I think one of the news stations reached out to us yesterday about this specific thing.
Oh, did I miss you on TV last night?
No. Oh. Actually, I believe Lieutenant Nolte was the one that reached out
and
followed up on that. And a complaint came in. It was with another city, but we figured, you know, while we had him, we would just go ahead and share our process with it. How you can get that before the council. And what you need to do is file, in order to do a speed study or a traffic study in a specific area, you need to get a petition from your neighborhood. Your street, it requires, I believe, 90% of the people in your neighborhood or your street on that particular street to in order to get that pushed through. So once we get the petition from the neighborhood or from the street in general, then we will do a traffic study. The traffic study takes about 2 weeks. And then once we get that traffic study, depending on if it meets the guidelines for us to take traffic committee meeting, which does not occur every month, there are not set meetings for that because we don't have a lot of people we've discovered here lately, or they want speed bumps, they want a traffic calming device, but they're not getting the petition as required. So we get a lot of complaints. We do a lot of traffic studies. If it's on a busy highway that I know is busy and I just want to get an idea of what kind of traffic is, you know, traveling through there, then I will do a traffic study. And then we'll submit that to the traffic committee, and then we discuss it as a committee and decide what needs to be done.
Okay. So that's the step and the process.
Yes.
And so Lieutenant Shane Nolte was on TV talking about that, and he was recently honored. I saw,
yes.
Was it the Hall of Fame?
He was inducted into Fairhope High School Hall of Fame Friday night's football game. So we're very proud, very honored to have him with us, and just proud of him for all the work that he does with the school.
He's wonderful. We've known him for many years here
in
Fairhope.
He's been with Fairhope for 25 years.
Yes, and helped my kids grow up and keep them straight, I suppose, like others in the community. One of the things we look forward to in your monthly interview is the month in review. And I like how y'all have expanded the list to include some more items. I will put this on our Facebook page, and you also have it on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page. These are calls of reports taken.
Correct.
And then the resulting arrests.
That is correct.
Okay.
So our calls for service for August were 1,702 calls. That is
slightly down, in comparison
to July, it's about 300 less. We had about 2,000 in the month of August. Well, you know, people are going back to school, so you kind of, you know, say that that has a little bit to do with it. But, you know, it's not uncommon. I'm sure that it's going to jump back up once everybody gets settled into
right.
their routine. So
okay.
reports taken, we had 10 harassment reports, 1 child abuse, 12 domestic violence, 1 auto theft, 2 theft of property, 1 shoplifting, 4 fraud ID thefts, 4 criminal mischiefs, 17 drug arrests, I'm sorry, 7 drug reports, 1 sexual misconduct report, 3 public intox, 2 resisting arrest, 2 giving a false info to a police officer, 39 failure to appear in court, and again, that's our warrants.
Wow, 39 mm-hmm. people failed to appear in court.
Well, that's normal. That's an
right.
average,
that
you know, that's the average
40.
Number.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that may not necessarily just be our department. We also pick up individuals for other departments
okay.
as well. So 1 disorderly conduct, 10 DUIs, 2 leaving the scene of an accident, 5 trespassing, 2 reckless driving, 1 runaway, 1 tampering with evidence, 1 failure to possess a felon registration, and 2 attempt to elude an officer, 1 interfering with government operations, and 1 pistol on premises of another.
All right, let's a couple of those that sound interesting. Interfere with government operations. What would that have been?
That would have been someone who basically gave an officer false information to elude being arrested on a warrant.
Okay. Pistol on premises of another. What does that mean?
I believe it's just the way that it's actually worded in our system. Just having a pistol on property that they shouldn't have it.
Okay. And all right, leaving the scene of an accident. We had 2 reports of that.
Yes, we did. We had 2 LSAs.
Now, speaking of that topic, there is an employee of a restaurant out on 181 that apparently is in the hospital after being hit in that vicinity of Walmart and Billy's Bacon mm-hmm. there. And I had asked you off air, was there any information on that? People are saying that was an accident on a scooter in which the vehicle left the scene, but you didn't mark that.
I don't have any information on that.
Okay.
Specific areas, if it's not within the city limits of Fairhope, we only work our accidents within the city limits. Anything outside the city limits would be worked by the state troopers.
Right.
So I would need to reach out to them and get additional information to find out status and exactly what occurred there.
Okay. Very good. And now you'll read, those were reports taken.
Correct.
And then these are the arrests.
These are the arrests that came out of those reports.
Okay.
We had 3 harassment arrests, 3 domestic violence, 1 assault, 16 drugs, 1 public intox, 2 resisting arrest, 1 giving false info to an officer, 39 failure to appear in court, 10 DUI, 1 aggravated assault on an officer, 2 reckless endangerment, 1 shooting and throwing into a vehicle, 1 wire fraud, 1 attempt to elude an officer, 1 tampering with evidence, 1 interfering with governmental operations, 1 pistol on premise of another, 2 reckless driving, and 1 trespassing. So a total of 1,702 calls for service. We had 169 reports, 49 arrests, and of those arrests, we had 90 charges.
Okay. Wow, busy. I'm curious about the arrest of an aggravated assault of an officer with a gun.
Okay, that was a charge that was, it was an arrest made on a warrant. The original incident actually took place in December, so that was just the warrant based off of that.
But that was one of your people being assaulted or threatened with a gun.
And well, and I don't have that information to confirm that.
Okay.
I want to say that was ours, but I don't remember all the details to it.
I see. Okay. All right.
And you know, just to kind of further, you know, on the shooting and throwing into an occupied vehicle, that involved a subject that who threw a brick through a window of a moving vehicle.
Wow.
And that subject was arrested.
Okay.
So, but again, we were down about 300 calls, and but it was still a busy month.
So. It's always busy, isn't it?
It's always busy.
You were saying your new traffic unit. So let's talk a bit about how the department has grown and expanded.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I say new traffic unit, we've been using individuals. We actually brought two people from normal patrol duties. Now, they still do patrol. They still answer calls. But their primary responsibility is working traffic. We get traffic complaints for, let's just use Rock Creek. Then I'll send them to Rock Creek and say, look, I need you to work traffic in this area. So they are designated to work specific areas, problem areas. And mm-hmm. then they also work our traffic accidents. So it kind of relieves the patrol to answer calls, you know, call to call to call. And then it kind of relieves them so that they can, you know, that they work those traffic accidents. So the department's, it is growing. We did not in the budget, you know, we're in the process of getting budget.
That's right.
Processed mm-hmm. and approved right now. The mayor's working really hard with the council on that. And we did not ask for any additional patrol officers this year, because with each patrol officer, you have to have equipment. And equipment, you know, we're trying to catch up with vehicles that need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't something that I focused on right away, you know, this year. Maybe next year, that's something that I will address and see what we can do about moving in that direction. But it also depends on, you know, what's the city going to do in terms of jurisdiction, city limits, all of that still in play.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Because the new legislation now is going to either freeze the jurisdiction mm-hmm. and eventually reduce it. Is that right?
I believe that is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that the council
right.
and the mayor, our elected officials, will be, you know, making those decisions.
And then that depends on whether or not your officers continue to patrol and serve that 3 mile extra territorial jurisdiction outside
That's
of
correct.
The city limits.
That's okay. correct.
Okay. Well, very good.
Yes.
Anything else that you want to mention I have not thought to add? Oh, I know we want to thank everyone for attending the 9/11 ceremony,
yes.
and thank you for your department for annually doing that.
Yes, that was a huge, this year was bigger than ever because, you know, we had three different things that took place during the 9/11. You know, we honored those first responders who paid the ultimate price for 9/11, and then we had our Eagle statue that was donated in honor of the first responders. So we were very honored and proud to be able to have that statue put at our building in front of the police department. If anyone has not seen it, please come by, because...
Who did? Tell us about the Eagle statue.
That was Bob Wilchett. He came... He moved here, I'm not sure how many years ago, but we just loved working with him. He wanted to do something in honor of the first responders.
I think I remember. He came
yes,
to the city
he
council.
Came,
yeah.
He did.
Okay.
He came to the council mm-hmm. meeting, and he asked, you know, if this was something we would be interested in as a city of having, and it just moved along from there. He raised the money. He got the statue, and it is beautiful. Pictures do
oh,
not
I
do
can't
it
wait
justice.
To go see. Okay.
Yes,
so
you really do need to come see it.
Come by the police department. And
it honors
that.
It honors first responders mm-hmm. of, you know, medical, fire, police, or all of our law enforcement, and their families.
That's beautiful.
And then the last thing was the building dedication to retired Chief Joseph Pettis.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. How
so,
special.
Yes, we have. So now it's the Joseph H. Pettis Justice Center.
Do we have the signage
yes,
up?
Yes, we
oh,
do.
Good.
We have the signage
oh, my
up.
My goodness, I've
we
got
do.
To go look.
Yes.
All right.
So,
what
so
an
that was
honor.
Really, it was a really good program. And it was a really big program. We had a great turnout.
Good, good, good. That's wonderful.
So just a couple of more things. As I always bring up, cityprotect.com is the where you can go on. It's a mapping system that we use that our reports are kind of fed into, and it'll give you an opportunity to see what's going on in your city, what's going on in your neighborhood, and you can subscribe and get additional information. So we like to remind everybody that that information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, register your cameras. I always like to bring that up because that is a huge tool for our investigative division to use to help solve crimes. Just go on to the fairhopeal.gov, go under the police department there, and there's a little area where you can click and register your camera. It does not give us access to your camera. We don't want access to your camera. Mm-hmm. We just want to know who has one, where, and if something major or even minor happens in your neighborhood, you may have the key to solving it.
Right.
So we just want to be able to call you and say, hey, can you check your camera out?
And you emphasize y'all cannot see the camera. Right. You don't have access to any of the footage.
No, we don't have that kind of time.
If there's a crime and exactly. You're in the neighborhood, in that vicinity, you can say, oh, look, Lori's registered her camera on that street. Let's see if she's got anything. Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good.
And then last but not least, ask everybody to kind of follow our Facebook page and the city's Facebook page or in the app. There's some road closures that are taking place as well. We want to remind everybody, it's raining, be patient, slow down. I'm sorry, I had those pulled up.
Yesterday we had Fairhope Avenue west of Ingleside. Is that I think that may have been done. I'm not sure yet.
There is.
And then, you know, we've got the Church Street project that's going to come from between Oak and Magnolia. Starting Monday, it's going to close Church and Magnolia. And Church right here in front of us is going to be limited to, no through traffic.
That's correct.
Parking garage can be accessed.
Yeah, I had yesterday was posted Fairhope Avenue west of Ingleside Avenue will be closed. This morning for a few hours. I'm with you. I think that was yesterday, mm-hmm. So it should be completed. And then also the Church Street infrastructure project that'll be moving into the second phase starting September 20th.
Yes, Monday. So, that will start affecting us right here.
Yes.
And then it'll keep moving all the way to Fells, so it mm-hmm. will eventually close the Fairhope Avenue.
It's going to be a big project.
It is.
It is.
Delamar, it's going to be... Everybody just use your patience, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. That's what I have this morning.
Thank you so much. Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us usually the second Wednesday of the month following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop. Thank you for being here and adjusting your timing just a bit so that I could get the League of Women Voters in as well.
No problem.